Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
I'm sure Florida State for Christmas wants the CFE to redo their selections for their college football playoff. That's probably what they want. Actually, they probably want also want for Christmas is more money.
Always.
And they want more money. You know, there's, I got a different thing on that a little bit later on. But nonetheless, I think they want more money. That's the reason why they're clamoring to get out of the ACC. By the way, Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold today. Andrea Adelson, Pete Thamel, ESPN, doing reporting once again that there have been conversations from people at Florida State. They're just having discussions like, hey, how do we get out of this thing? How can we get out of the ACC? Well, guess what? I think if the way the grant of rights that the ACC, all the ACC schools have signed into, pretty locked in. I think someone would have figured out a loophole by now. I mean, there's a lot of billable hours from a lot of lawyers from pretty much every school in the ACC that have looked over the grant of rights, and guess what? No one has found a way to get out. Like, oh, wait, if we do this thing, we can get out. No one's found that yet. But here's one key thing when it comes to the conference realignment stuff. One very key element that a lot of people are forgetting. You still need to be invited to another conference.
Yeah, you do.
You can find a loophole to get out, but guess what? Someone's got to accept you. You can't just crash the wedding, folks. Be like, hey, where's my seat? Oh, no, you weren't invited here. You weren't invited here. There's a reason why, initially, the Big Ten only went after USC and UCLA. They didn't go after Washington and Oregon right away. They didn't invite them. Same thing with the Big 12 seeing Texas and Oklahoma go to the SEC. Well, there's a reason why that Oklahoma State and others weren't invited, because they didn't want them. You have to invite schools to your conference. That's the biggest factor into all of this. There was a conversation that Pete Thamel of ESPN had recently on a podcast. Can't remember which podcast it was off the top of my head. My apologies for it. But he talked about what's the most desirable program in the ACC that the Big Ten or SEC would be interested in. And it wasn't Florida State. It wasn't Clemson. They weren't even the top two. It was North Carolina was one, and then Virginia two. Because guess what? Like, well, why would the SEC not want Florida State? Well, the SEC doesn't want Florida State. You know why? At least a lot of those schools don't. Florida doesn't want them in there. They're already competing with them as it is for recruits. LSU is losing to them. They've lost back-to-back years to Florida State. So wait a second. That school's beating us. When it comes to the college football playoff and making it, they keep beating us. It's going to hurt our chances of getting in. And then also you got Georgia that's right there as well. Like, you're competing for the same recruits. Alabama's not far away. You're in Auburn's not far away. You're competing for the same recruits already. And if you're Florida State, why would you also want to jump into a spot where you're going to be fighting, scratching, and clawing for a CFP spot? Let's keep in mind, folks, that starting in 2024, the college football playoff expands from 4 to 12. So you know what? If it was 12 this year, Florida State's a 5 seed, and you have a game at home, a college football playoff game in your home stadium. That's what you're looking at. So why do you want to jump ship? You have to be invited. Of course, the Big Ten probably doesn't. The Big Ten maybe, because the Big Ten now can reach into a different television market, because guess what? That stuff still does matter for the Big Ten Network and those kinds of things. Okay, now you can reach further south. But also, here's the thing as well, is that do Big Ten schools want to open up the South for recruiting? Like, because if there's a really good player in the state of Pennsylvania that's really good, you know, Western PA or really good players in Ohio, that Florida State could pull those players down And like, hey, you know what? You can come down here. Weather's warmer, but we're still going to go up to play Penn State and Ohio State and Michigan and all these other schools.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, you know what? If I'm a recruit, why not go check that out? But you have to be invited. And there's a reason why Pete Thamel of ESPN said that when he talked to some people that North Carolina is most desirable. For a couple reasons. One, it's an untapped media market the state of North Carolina is for both the SEC and the Big Ten. So you're bringing that in. That stuff still does matter. But also, they look at North Carolina in terms of football. Not a threat. Not a threat. If I'm Penn State, do I want Florida State to come in? If I'm trying to push for one of those 12 spots, if I'm Florida State, or if I'm Penn State, do I want Florida State to come in? No, because they can push me down. If I'm LSU, do I want to bring in, or Texas A&M, or Texas, or Oklahoma? Do I want to bring Florida State into the mix? No, you don't, because they can push you down, possibly. This isn't a bash on North Carolina. Please don't get me wrong, on UNC, but Penn State looks at North Carolina and be like, hey, you know what? That's a name program. That's a big-time national brand, and they're not going to push me down the pecking order when it comes to the CFP. And you know what? It's going to elevate our basketball. So when we get to March Madness, we're going to get more teams in because North Carolina, great basketball school, as we know. And SEC is probably thinking the exact same thing. Hey, you know what? This isn't going to hurt us in terms of football and our current powers that be, but it's still a big-time national brand. It's a major public university, and they bring that name recognition, and they're going to help boost our basketball profile too. So that makes sense. Virginia, there's no threat to anyone in the Big Ten that's competing for a CFP spot or the SEC competing for a CFP spot. There's no competition there. But it's a big time public university. It's an untapped TV market because you can reach into Richmond and touch up into Washington, D.C. as well. So you kind of, I mean, granted, I know Maryland's up there already for the Big Ten, but for the SEC, makes perfect sense. And they also bring really good quality basketball as well. So you're going to raise your basketball profile as well. And there are no threats to you on the football field in terms of pushing down your teams that are already there. Like, if you're Florida State, I get that you want more money. This is where you tap into your fan base and your donors and other people and find other revenue sources and say, hey, you know what? If we pull together the money, we can actually close that revenue gap somewhat between the Big Ten and the SEC. Because right now, it's $120 million exit fee to leave the conference. $121 million to just leave on top of the whole grant of rights stuff. Now, people might say, well, you can maybe go to the ACC and say, hey, how big of a check do we got to cut you in order to leave the ACC? And the ACC is going to say probably what? $500 million? $750 million to leave? The ACC says that. Like, well, if you got that kind of money laying around, then why are you whining about money? If you got that kind of money laying around, why are you whining about money? Because if you had that kind of money to cut a check to the ACC to leave, well, you could just have that money, just disperse it out amongst your athletic department for the next 12 years or so. And guess what? you would have as much money as any ACC or any SEC or Big Ten school in terms of the revenue they generate. You use that money for NIL, and guess what? You could buy yourself championship team. Now, I understand that you guys are still like, well, what if we're in the CFP and all that? Well, guess what? The CFP changes next year. It sucks what happened to you this year. By the way, Mike Norvell, as they're getting ready for the Orange Bowl, talk about the what ifs, Florida State head coach. Mike Norvell talked about, what if?
I'll always have the feelings of what happened, but at the end of the day, I wasn't in that room and wasn't my choice. So my beliefs of what it is, I mean, that's that. But, you know, ultimately, I'm really proud, you know, as you for the feelings I have that maybe didn't get an opportunity at one thing. I'm so proud of what and who this team is and what they represented, you know, for 13 weeks of the season. And now with all the whatever challenge presents itself moving forward, you know, there's going to be something that we're going to point back to. It says, you know what, we've dealt with it, you know, and we've grown from it and we get to be better throughout it. But yeah, I'll never lose the feelings that I have. And, you know, and I hope these guys don't either.
You shouldn't lose your feelings on that. I'm not trying to discount your feelings about the CFP. We get that. But here's something you got to keep in mind. The whole talk of, you know, if the ACC was just kind of better, we would look a little bit better and all that, blah, blah, blah. Well, be part of the solution, because right now you're being a big problem. Florida State, you're being a big problem right now. If you really want to elevate the ACC, because this is what's going to help elevate the ACC. Now, granted, what didn't help this year, Clemson had a down season, and UNC sputtered down the stretch. But if you want to help the ACC, go beat Georgia in the Orange Bowl. Go beat them. With your backup quarterback. Do that. Like, yeah, we just did that. Tell us we're not good anymore. And flip the bird to the CFP while you do it. That'll boost the ACC. And you know what? Next year, if you win the conference again next year, and if you're they probably look and say, you know what? That Florida State team is really good. Maybe we'll make them a top four seed and give them a bye. But, like, you're already good. Yeah, that's the thing. You're already good. You didn't make the CFP this year because you didn't have enough money. You didn't make the CFP this year because the cowards of the committee didn't put you there. That's the problem, not the ACC. ACC does have some issues in terms of revenue gap between SEC and Big Ten. But focus your energy where it's supposed to be. Stop whining.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.